Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Hey, it's Paris. I'm back at E3 2018. I was able to come up here for one night, and thanks to the good folks at Activision, I got a chance to play Destiny 2. I got to play the first story mission from the upcoming Forsaken expansion that's dropping in September. So let me just jump right into it. As everyone, I'm sure, listening to this knows, Cade 6 dies. And they warned us about that. Matter of fact, it was Lars Bakken that came in the room and he let everyone know, go ahead, get your mourning out of the way now. Cade 6 is going to die at the end of this mission. So pretty straightforward story mission. Back at the Prison of Elders on the Reef, it's a complete jailbreak. You're going through with Cade 6 and Petra. Like I said, it's a whole jailbreak mission. You're trying to figure out what's going on. And the big thing to take away from it was weapon slots. You can now equip snipers and shotguns in the kinetic and the energy slot. So if you want to roll with 3 shotguns, you can do that. You want to roll with 3 snipers, you can do that. Now, ironically, the grenade launchers and the rocket launchers only in the heavy slot. You cannot move those into the energy slot or kinetic slot, which honestly would probably break the game if you did. Another addition was the bow. There was an exotic bow that you were able to use, and it was really fun to use. It was really smooth, easy. I was worried about there'd be like a lot of recoil on it or something like that, but I mean, it was pretty straightforward. It's kind of like almost not a complete one-shot weapon. I mean, your red bar enemies you can take out with one shot, especially if you get a headshot on them. Yellow bars, obviously, you're not going to do that. But it was fun to use. It's not something I'm going to do for crowd control or anything like that when you're playing. But it's a nice accessory, and I can definitely see this being something that will get used in PvP. Beyond that, I mean, I played as a Titan, and I never activated my super. I've been playing Destiny for 4 years, and I just blew through the mission. And I kept saving my super like, oh, I'll need to use it when I get to a real hairy spot. And I wind up never using it. So unfortunately, I didn't get to try any of the new supers. But overall, fun mission. Like I said, at the very end, Cade 6, he dies. He has a very funny but then tragic moment at the very end of the scene when he dies. And it is the Queen's brother that pulls the trigger using the Ace of Spades, which is Cade 6's own weapon against him. So right there it ends. You don't know what happens after that. You know, they play a trailer. They show the – I didn't get to play Gambit mode because that was down on the show floor and my time was limited. So unfortunately, I couldn't go down there and play it. But they, you know, they show a trailer for Gambit mode. Everyone I've talked to that has had a chance to play it while I've been at E3, they seem to think that's a blast. And I got a chance to talk with Deej as well. You know, not an official interview or anything, just him and I talking while I was waiting to play the story mission. And, you know, kind of asking my opinion, what I thought about some of the changes that they're making, you know, with Forsaken and just the overall vibe of what I thought potentially was happening with the community. And like I told him, overall, this is the right move, what they're doing. They're getting Destiny 2 to honestly what it should have been at launch. It sounds to me like they realized that they kind of skewed too far towards the casual side, and now they're bringing it back more for the hardcore players like myself, you know, who've invested a ton of time. And that's what it really comes down to. They're understanding that they need to respect our time, but we also need to be rewarded for our time as well. And that actually the grind is a part of that. We want the grind. We want things to chase. You know, we want, you know, the whole collection, that's part of what makes Destiny Destiny, is doing a particular activity. You do it over and over again until you get that one piece of loot that you've been missing, or you're doing the raid multiple times to get certain types of gear, or there's particular quests and secrets that you're finding, weapons, gear, armor, etc. So overall, looks good, plays good. The sound in it was fantastic. You can tell the sound got another little tweak going into what the expansion is going to be. And I believe it's out on September 4th, Forsaken. Like I said, I played the first story mission. Gambit is going to be that new PvP / PvE mode that, you know, people have been talking about. And like I said, it's been playable on the show floor. And I know it's going to be playable at Guardian Con as well. And I know this is short and sweet. Danny got an interview, I believe, with Steve Cotton, who is, I believe he's the creative lead for Forsaken. Yeah, and I'm blanking. Scott, I'm forgetting Scott's name. But anyways, the point is, he got a chance to talk to those guys, and I'll have some more information about Destiny 2 and the DLC, the expansion for Forsaken, in that interview. So this is Paris. I'm at E3 2018, making a quick little guest appearance, and hope you guys enjoy that, and we'll talk to you soon.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.